Joel's
man.
Girl is the eye candy of the month.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's up, Beggs?
Really good look.
Beggs, where you gonna put one of your girls on the eye candy thing, man? That's a good little promo, man.
She was in videos.
Huh? Beggs gotta pick one though. Beggs, yo, Beggs.
What you say, Vanessa?
She was in videos. She was in videos.
What up, Beggs? How I feel, yo? You got a hit record, man. This shit's getting added every fucking day, man.
It's been a long time. You know what I'm saying? I've been working. I never stopped. A lot of people that's hearing it on the radio just feel like I've been gone for a few years. You know, that may be the case commercial-wise, but, you know, in the underground market, I've released 5 mixtapes since this past September. So everybody that's been following me from the return of the TLK all the way down to V5, they know what time it is.
Jesus, man. V5, I think it was a lot of situations going on, you know, during that time. Your situation in Canada, you coming back, then you connected with your events that you did, your promo. You had a lot of shit going on, and then now this shit, like, come on, man.
I mean, it's the perfect reward, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's my time. Like I said, I never stopped working. You know what I mean? It's one thing they can never take from me is my talent. You know what I'm saying? My gift to music. So it is what it is. You know what I mean? This is just the hard work, and it's paying off. And the funny thing about it is this is only the first record I've released. You know what I'm saying? I got so many more.
The Vanessa, you know, man.
They're going to hear in the next couple months. So.
The second song. Woo.
Yeah.
Man. Jesus.
Yeah, I got another record that's crazy getting ready to come. We're going to release that after. They never going to guess who the feature is with, but it's crazy.
Yo. Tony Yeo. Yeah.
Hey, nah.
No, just kidding.
Hell no.
I'm
yo,
just
you're going to be bugging when you hear this. This is, yo, I'm going to keep it to myself, but even I was shocked. I was like, what? Holy shit.
It's definitely crazy, you know, considering, you know, the events that took place in the past. But I think it's going to be exciting, you know what I'm saying? And it's, on top of all that, it's a good record, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the BS to the side, it's a very good record, and I'm excited about it.
And there's one thing we can say, the bitches are going to go crazy when they hear this one, right?
Oh, of course. Of course.
I'm sorry to say bitches.
I'm sure you are.
Ladies.
Ladies.
Damn, man. I know you. You
a few people going to throw up.
I know. They're going to throw up blood. Oh, shit.
I don't know how to respond to whatever you guys are saying, except that you got to play the song.
You got what you. All right. Later on, please, Banks. You got to put her up. Put her up on it so she could be wilding up.
Hey, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Can I get an eye candy?
I don't know. Can you? You tell me.
You tell me. You over there?
You tell me. You got to find one. Get her in some videos. Make her wife, you know.
I need you to. Can you help me with my casting for my video?
I'll help you, but you got people in the office who help you with that shit. And then you got, like, all the Straight Stunting magazine picking those girls out for you guys. Huh?
I need all the help I can get.
I'll help you, but I don't even. I mean, okay. I would think you'd want, like, the guys to pick the girls out.
Yeah, I trust your opinion.
Okay.
Yeah. Banks is the type that he's not going to put the CD out unless it's on point. It took him like a couple months to do V5.
Yeah, we could have. Right,
yeah, yeah.
I scream at Who Kid all the time.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what are you talking about? Bro, it's perfect. I scream on him for the littlest thing.
Yeah, because I'm not to mention,
I'm tight, man.
Yeah, yeah. He is very, like, he's like a perfectionist.
Meticulous.
Yeah, not only that, like, I can't shout out dates when the mixtape will drop because he's not going to put it out until it's official.
Well, I mean, we know he's not gonna do anything until he wants
and then
to do it.
He doesn't put, like, he's not gonna do any video. He's gonna make sure the video's on point. You know, a lot of people are asking, where are the videos? We're not just gonna rush and do fucking regular videos.
But why do it? Because if you're gonna rush and do something, chances are it's gonna be shitty if it's rushed and half assed. So why ruin something?
That's my theory. And I also come from an era, I come from the era, like, right after the Hype Williams shit was going on. So I remember when videos, it cost $300,000.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that was somebody's budget. Not saying you need that much, but you got to be careful at the end of the day because, that impression can last longer. You know what I mean? You can't match good music with a whack-ass video.
Well, but also, it will totally take the value of the song down.
When they look at you, who they look at you as an artist, they won't allow it to just be a song. You know what I mean? I never said it was the first single, but that's, you know what I mean? They've been thirsting for that record for so long that, hey, this is the first single.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you got to realize who you are as an artist. Some artists can throw out 15 videos that look like shit. You know what I mean? And another artist can put it out and you'll get killed for it.
That's the truth, though. Yeah. Jesus,
you know what I'm
Christ.
Saying? Like, the reality of it is Bima Benz and Bentley is going to go on TV.
Mm. Hell yeah.
But you gotta know what kind of records you're shooting.
Right, you're going to drop that off at 106 and Park.
Yep.
So it's got to look a certain quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No internet shit, man. That's why I be telling these fucking blogs, like, this Twitter shit is becoming a nightmare.
Yeah, but it's also the economy has forced us to be so creative on such a shoestring budget that if you're not creative, what you're doing is you're just making cheap shit. So you got to team up with people who can figure out how to do things creatively in a cheap way or an inexpensive way. Otherwise, we just have nothing but cheap shit.
Mm.
And that's what, you know, it's becoming.
I like the fact that Banks compares himself the way Jay-Z kind of, like, puts his shit out. Like, you don't see Jay-Z doing anything.
Blogging. So I think Banks is not going to blog. I think that's what he's telling us. So you're not going to blog.
Fuck it. I'm not going to blog. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to stay in the studio. But I'm about to put real-time cameras in my studio. You know what I mean? And just to give people an idea of how I record.
That's going to lead to trouble.
A lot of people don't know, you know, and that I'm actually completing 4 to 5 records every time I go in the studio.
Wow.
That comes from me. If I could blog as much as people want me to, I wouldn't be able to make the amount of music that I do, you know?
We like to apologize because we're interrupting your music time right now, right?
Yeah, I was right. I'm in the middle of rain. I'm working on about
You think you want a guest blog for XXL?
You're right. Like another 100 times because that's all they want to hear. But
I appreciate it.
Any labels been attacked?
It's going up right now.
I could imagine, man. Jesus fucking Christ, man. And then
what's the label situation?
Just let my shit chill for a second. You know what I mean?
Marinate.
Then put your shit out later on.
Definitely. Oh, shit. You tell the other artists what to do.
Or you. One of the other.
Trust me. Because I'm going to shine. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to shine very bright.
Very bright.
Whoa. One of the main questions is the label situation. I know labels are hollering. Is there any labels that you want to put
out there? Yeah, Interscope's done, right? Your G-Unit, no Interscope. Yeah. What's the situation now?
The situation will... Let's forget that situation.
What's the deal now? I'm not doing that Jersey Shore shit. What's the deal now? I'm not watching that shit. I'm sorry. I'm better than that. I'm sorry. What's the deal now?
You know what I mean? Then we could talk. I can't just say anything. You say something that run 100 miles with.
But you're looking to find a new option before you put the album out. It's not in place yet.
Of course, if it makes sense for me, I'm at a point right now where I make money directly, you know, through iTunes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have options that now that I wasn't presented to me before. You know what I mean? Or they would have been in every pocket. So I just see things from a different light now. If it made sense for me to be on a major, of course. If, you know, the right setup was there and the right money was there. But if not, shit, people put out 10 albums to get in the space where I'm at right now. Still be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Still be relevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not to shoot at anybody, but by the time you be able to go completely independent, you don't have the same, you know, audience on tap.
True. But also me, when you're
like,
independent.
You know what I mean? And it just feels like a whole new start for me. I've been loving the reaction from the Bima Benz and Bentley record. You can just kind of like feel the energy, and it puts me in a better state in the studio and in my mind because it feels like it's all not going for nothing.
Yeah. And it ups your value.
Yeah, but I asked immediately. I had asked look at it busting ass.
Yeah,
I
must
fill
up a chair.
Vanessa just busted her ass, but
almost.
I asked Jewels earlier, man. Like, you guys got like Ferraris and Lambos, and you know,
yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do now? You gonna get other people to bring their cars in the video?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I ain't got
no fucking problem with you. You got a nice car, even one of those. You're more than welcome.
And before you go,
I'll be there with my Honda.
Oh my lord!
Sure,
I've been trying to give Hookie my Honda for years in exchange for his car because he doesn't have a Honda, but he won't do it.
You've been trying to get my Benz for years, right? Yeah. Jesus Christ, man! But before you go, let everybody know, you're going to be performing this overseas. So everybody that's listening on the internet overseas, we're going to let them know during the tour you will be performing that record, and then we will have footage of that.
Shout out to everybody. that's gonna be attending the shows, you know, overseas.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're gonna be gone for like what, 50 days or something, 50 or 60 days.
Ridiculous.
So.
Yeah, you're doing like a 6-week tour overseas, right?
Going to Egypt, man. Egypt.
You going to Egypt?
Hell yeah, that's crazy, yo.
Oh man, it's crazy. I seen it. I met this Egyptian girl the other day.
Yeah, this guy. I can't.
Nah, for real, that was like the first Egyptian girl I met. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Ever.
She was very voluptuous.
Eye candy, huh?
I was like, yeah, I got to go to Egypt.
Well, we will be.
Yeah, but shout out to everybody that's going
to in Egypt. Shout out to everyone in Egypt.
And, you know, the shows are only going to get better as we go along.
Hell yeah,
you know,
man.
We'll be performing that record, Beamer, Benz, and Bentley, as well as, you know, all the other classics.
And your Twitter is at Lloyd Banks, so everybody can
at
follow
Lloyd
you.
Banks, yeah.
I'm sure he's really big into that.
And that's one thing
In addition to blogging.
Yeah, he don't like blogging, but he do be on Twitter. That is Lloyd Banks, people. So all the females out there, stop fucking Twittering me. Lloyd Banks, shut the fuck up. It's Banks.
Banks, you could get a girl through Twitter.
That's crazy, right?
You said, can I or have
I? You can. No, you can.
You said Joel's met his girl through Twitter?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Wow. Right. So, you know, we could hook you up that way.
We could twit fuck a chick out there, right, Banks?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell pow, man.
Crazy.
Lloyd Banks, man.
I meet that.
Let's get to the hit, Banks. Thanks for calling, man. Get back to work, man.
Yeah, play my shit, man. Beamer, Benz, and Bentley, man. Your boy, the PLK, Mr. V5, Lloyd Banks, man, featuring Joel Santana. Let's go.
Pow.
Beamer, Benz, and Bentley.